We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jumpstart your savings with Commonwealth Central Credit Union. We'll even help you get started by giving you $200 when you open our high-yield GTKY savings account. Whether you want to build emergency savings, save for a big purchase, or put money aside for a special event, we're here to help you reach your financial goals. Jumpstart your savings with $200 from Commonwealth. Visit wealthcu.org and enter promo code JUMPSTART. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Visit website for complete details.
New crew, NYC, in Brooklyn, still here.
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Josina Anderson, and welcome to episode 20 of The Crew. We've got another special guest coming up for you today. It is another legacy giant because you know the big news is happening in the Big Apple today with OBJ landing in the city that never sleeps, Super Bowl champ, Prince Amukamara joining us on The Crew. But before we get there, I always let you know where you can find our podcast. Download the Odyssey app on your phone or wherever you get your pods to listen to our podcast. Download, subscribe, support, or go to the URL, thecrewnyc.com. That's what will take you to our website for our YouTube channel, and you can go to us there. But for right now, without further delay, we are going to the Crew Call. Well, look who it is. Prince Amukamara in his Beats by Dre looking headphones. Super Bowl champion with the Giants from 2011 to 2015. Welcome, Prince Amukamara. What's going on?
What's good, Josina? What's good, Morris?
What's good, man? Thanks for hopping on the show, man. Thanks, appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, man. So I got to say this. I know we're going to get moving, but I got to say this. It's so funny because Morris or Mr. Chestnut.
No, Morris.
All right.
Here we go.
With jokes, right? Like dudes, especially like black dudes would always think, you know, they're feeling themselves. And the joke would always be, man, you're Morris Chestnut. I grew up here in Arizona.
Oh, you grew up in Arizona? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
So, yes. And of course, before we came on the podcast, Prince was already, just for the folks listening to this show, already blowing up Morris's head. How old are you? Oh, my God. You look younger than 50.
Before we came on the podcast, Josina was hating like she normally hates.
You know,
she just be hating, yo.
Do I got to recline on the bromance? Dang, you know what I'm saying? We already lathering Morris up.
Nah.
I have to inform you. He's an Eagles fan. I don't know if you know this, Prince. Because I know
you're
new. He is a
no, I'm not a new Eagles fan.
See you on a stage with Kevin Hart. Where are you on the stage?
I was at the game, but I wasn't on the stage with him.
See. So Prince, now that you, you know, listening to our pod, because you know how to get on you by some other stuff, which I ain't gonna air you out on it right now, but it's okay. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, you be airing cats out, Prince. You know,
Aaron, you welcome. This is the second season, Prince, but it's okay. Look, we're gonna get right into it. OBJ is coming into town. It's nostalgic. You were there his rookie year when he blew it up. Blew it up. So what is your opinion after everything that happened, leaving New York after getting the five-year $95 million contract, the things that he said about Eli Manning in my interview with ESPN with Lil Wayne, and then headed out. Yes. It was traded to Cleveland. So now your thoughts on OBJ arriving back into the city.
So OBJ, the OBJ that's going back to New York to visit, that is not the same OBJ that left way back when. He's a father now. He's just way more mature. He's already won a ring, and he's coming off two ACLs, and he's trying to win another one. And if a story was written right, it would look great. He signs there, and they compete and win the Super Bowl again. I mean, that's where it all started for him, but. I don't think that it's going to be an easy decision. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And well, Morris, your thoughts?
Interesting. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad we have Prince on the show today. So why, a couple of things, Prince, you being in New York, first of all, why don't you think it'd be an easy decision? And second of all, I mean, New York, the media capital of the world, the only other place that really would kind of rival it, you know, in the NFL would be Dallas because of the self-proclaiming of being America's team. But right. Why do you think it would be so much different him going there now than then?
I think it just depends on priorities, right? I think it depends on if he wants to get the biggest bag, like if he wants to get paid. So I think that comes into question. And if he's looking at, okay, which team truly has a chance to make it far in this championship run, I think that comes in. And then also it could be legacy, right? I mean, you were already a Giant. I think he may or may not be in the Ring of Honor. He could. He definitely has a chance for New York. But then to win a Super Bowl as a Cowboy, I think that to be a Super Bowl champion as a Cowboy, I think that that'll be huge. And the Bills, I mean, they're one of the best teams. So that's why I say it's not going to be easy. He has a lot of stuff to weigh.
And it'll be interesting for the Giants because, and I was just going over this, I'll be talking about this on CBS later today, the Giants really financially, Prince and Morris, are in the best position to you know, give him the money that he is seeking. And it'll be interesting to see what they do when they already paying Kenny Galladay, $17-18 million a year. And so Odell's going to walk in the building and, okay, let's talk about what you're supposed to pay me. Prince, Morris, what are they supposed to pay OBJ when you're giving Kenny Galladay $17-18 million, expecting him not to be there next season, though? Go ahead.
This is a unique situation. Like, what week is this?
This is 13, I believe.
13. So it's 13. I think there's only 17, 18 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much money? I mean, is he gonna get? I mean, how much money is he gonna get for the continuing?
Well, he's looking for a multi-year deal. So if you're doing it over two or three years, and then you're looking about creative ways to get him that money. So you know with NFL contracts that you can add voidable years to the end of the contract to prorate that money and make the cap gymnastics work. The bottom line is, and I already went over this with the cap guy this morning. I'll be talking about this later on CBS. If they want to pay OBJ above $17, $18 million, they can do it. And oh, by the way, I'm going to talk about this. If they want to bring over Aaron Rodgers and give him his $59.5 million in a trade, they can do it. They can.
I never heard that. No one's talked about that yet. Aaron.
No one. But I will see. I'm going to get into it today because I got the numbers. Go ahead.
Got you.
Wow.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Morris.
No, I definitely think that's interesting. It's definitely appealing. If they can get Aaron Rodgers in New York next year under Daboll, I think that would be good. But we're talking about getting a multi-year contract this year. I mean, it's a long offseason in the NFL is a long offseason. We got a long ways away before we even know what's going to happen with this Aaron Rodgers situation. And I think in terms of OBJ, look, I'm not OBJ, but you know, you if you're weighing between legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and the Dallas Cowboys with that number one defense and Dak Prescott, right, unfortunately, I would think that the Giants are probably at least third on that list. So I'm not really even sure that that's even a consideration.
But do they, they're third now without Morris, without OBJ, but are they above third with OBJ?
No.
I don't think so.
Y'all just raining on Daniel Jones. That's what it is.
Daniel Jones has played very well. Played very well. The defense has played very well. But when you look at where Buffalo is today, when you look at where Dallas is today, it's just hard to see the Giants competing with those teams at that level.
Right. No, and I agree with him. And I would say the thing that has the Giants going right now is the Giants just find ways to win. And so it reminds me of my 2011 Super Bowl year where JPB blocked that field goal against the Cowboys in Dallas Stadium, and that changed the trajectory of our defense. And so there's similarities to the New York Giants this year where they've won games where things have just fell their way and they just had to make things happen. So the Giants probably aren't looking like a favorite, but because they're winning tough games and they show that they can do that, they do look appealing and they look like they can win. But I want to rewind all the way back. The Aaron Rodgers thing, it's a situation. What's the situation?
What I'm saying is, you know, if you let's just talk about it in common sense terms, right? Okay. So you one of the reasons why y'all are telling me, even though you're saying that Daniel Jones has played better, but presumably you're telling me that the other options are more appealing. One, because the teams are, you know, looking more like a postseason prospect, and also obviously two, because of the quarterback. So with the Giants, what stands out is the quarterback play. So then the question becomes, if you're a free agent, if I'm a business person, forget about me, if I'm a business person, and I'm talking to Brian Daboll today, I'm talking to Joe today with the free agent visit, I'm wondering what other considerations potentially are there with this quarterback spot. And we know that OBJ has had an affinity to want to play with Aaron Rodgers. We know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So the question is, what options, what potential, what choices do they have to maybe upgrade that quarterback position? And so you begin to look at, okay, you know, looks like the Packers might start to look at Jordan Love. You know, they could get out of this. They could get out of the proration of this 59.95 if they trade him. And so, and then they could, you know, start looking on to whatever. But then the Giants have to consider, because Aaron Rodgers is on a year-to-year prospect, how much are you willing to sacrifice to maybe just get Aaron Rodgers for 1 year? But there's a situation that they could do. They could pay OBJ. They could trade for Aaron Rodgers and keep Daniel Jones. But Daniel Jones, since he's going to be a free agent, probably going to be like, bump this. I'm trying to be a starter. But is there anybody who's going to want him to be a starter? He might end up having to come back to the Giants anyways.
Well, see, to me, exactly what you're saying, Josina, there's too much uncertainty. There's too many unknown variables that are going to play into the equation where he's going to have to make a decision within the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if I'm making a decision within the next 2 weeks where I'm going to play football, unfortunately, where the Giants are right now, they're really not if I was OBJ, and I'm not, but if I was, they really wouldn't be in my consideration. It would be Buffalo or Dallas or even KC.
No, and KC is still, you know, in the talks. The Ravens are still expressing strong interest.
KC actually might be my number one. Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad decision. But KC might be your number one, depending on your priority list. Like what are you putting at the top, to win a championship?
I personally would put to win a championship. However, let me go back a little bit. So here's what it would be for me if I were OBJ. If I'm taking all things into consideration, it actually would be the Cowboys. And let me tell you why. We still don't know how he's going to come back off of his injury. Mm-hmm. The one thing that we do know is that Jerry Jones, and for some reason the league, loves to give the Cowboys attention. Mm-hmm. Every player that does something in Dallas, they seem to be able to secure something pretty solid after their career is over with.
Just like in New York.
Just like in New York when they were winning. When they were winning. But Dallas is actually winning right now. If I was OBJ and I'm taking everything into consideration, I would go with the Cowboys. However, if I'm taking Super Bowl in consideration, I would go with the best quarterback of them all, and I think and the best system. I think that's Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But are the Chiefs the most balanced defensively and offensively to consider the whole picture?
I think so.
Or are they just so much more potent offensively that you're not worried about it because you know they're going to outscore whatever's happening?
If you add OBJ to that offense with what Kelsey's doing, with what Juju is doing, and they even had this running back come
Who's
up.
On a one-year deal, by the way. Juju's on a one-year deal. MVS on a one-year
That's
deal.
That's good for me, too, because if I'm looking for a long-term deal, they can pay me if they don't pay Juju.
Yeah.
I like KC if I'm looking for a ring.
Does Odell want to spend the rest of his time in KC?
Get trusty women and you men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One day for all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
Oh, 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 oh. This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
I mean, I think, to me, if you just ask me my opinion, not going off anything, I think the prospect of Patrick Mahomes helps you to just get over that. But right. But no doubt, I think in terms of all the cities, I think he prefers New York. And I'm talking about not Buffalo, New York. I'm talking about NYC. I think he prefers that out of all the cities, and that's their strongest point. And obviously, having Saquon, we'll see how Sterling Shepard would come back on an Achilles or whatever. But you know, we're gonna watch this. So the plan is to, you know, come in today and do the 2-day visit, then be with Von Miller over the weekend, then head to Dallas on Monday, and after, you know, making Jerry Jones wait and froth at the mouth to see, you know, what he's coming up at them pockets, because Jerry Jones has said he made it clear in some comments, guys, recently. He said he wants OBJ now. He don't want him talking about let's push this to 2023. He said he wants him in the building today.
Well, let me say this, and I'm gonna put Prince on the spot here, because I'm really curious. Prince, I know you're on the opposite side of the ball, but what would you do? You've been in the league, you played with the Giants, you played against all the other teams. What would you do if the decision were up to you?
Why your face was looking like that?
Because, hold on, is it out of those same teams?
Yes.
No, off. You got to consider 5: Ravens, Chiefs, Cowboys, Giants, Bills.
Ravens, Chiefs,
Cowboys, Bills, Giants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I already have the ring. Gosh, I'm not too greedy. I don't need the bag. I think I have enough.
I mean, if Giants offering you 18 mil or finding a creative way to give you five this year and 35 next year, that starts off as base salary and gets prorated as signing bonus by adding some dummy year so you get your 40 million in two.
But I'm gonna add something to that after I hear Prince's answer. I'm gonna add something to that bag. Go ahead, Prince.
I can't pick a team, but it would definitely be between Bills, Cowboys, and Giants.
And Giants.
Yeah.
You leave the Chiefs off, Prince?
Yeah. I don't.
You ain't messing with Casey.
Well, it's not that. No, it's not that. But just like you said, though, like which team is the most well-rounded? And I like the Bills defense over Casey's defense. And
Leslie Frazier likely to, you know, be leaving next.
Love Leslie. Love mm-hmm. Leslie Frazier.
No, Leslie is solid. And the Giants defense and KC's defense is pretty much.
And I do not think Andy Reid will be there past 2023.
Ooh. God, look at all these hot takes.
They're not hot takes. I say things.
He's the insider.
I can't pick a team. I wouldn't know. It'd be tough. But what was the caveat you were going to throw in?
I was going to say, so Josina, you talk about, okay, so OBJ probably getting $5 million from the Giants or whatever it could be.
And then prorate the 35 million.
I would be shocked if the Giants did that deal. Only because right now it appears as if they have a lot of dead money tied up in Galladay at the receiver position. Mm. OBJ.
No. You can get. Here's the numbers right here, and okay. I have it right here because I'm gonna be talking about it later today. If they get rid of Kenny Galladay, they will save $6.7 million in 2023.
What's the cap hit?
Huh?
What's the cap hit?
4.5, I believe.
Okay, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was gonna say, you know, the one thing with OBJ at this point. Is we've seen him do it before, of course, but we don't know where he is off after this injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going.
And when you say that, Morris, and I remember you said earlier, and we won't know what he looks like until he comes back. We won't know until the first game, until the second game, until the last game of the season. Like, what do you mean?
It took him four games to acclimate with the Rams.
You saying that, Josina, because of his stats or what he looked like, or what are you basing that off of?
No, I'm saying it took him four games. Once he got traded or once, you know, they let him go in Cleveland and he ended up with the Rams, I'm just saying it took him about four games to acclimate into Sean McVay's system.
What are you basing that off of, though? That
it took based off my eyes and what he was telling me. Yeah, I mean, you know, what I saw and also what he was telling me. So I think that, one, I do think it makes sense that, like, let's say he signs with the Cowboys, for example, to get him in the building right away. You know, it doesn't mean he'll be on the field right away, but just get him, you know, in the playbook, assimilated to whatever. And then when he feels it's ready, come back on. But, you know, one thing that, again, I'm going to point out later today, too, is that OBJ is still at the 10-month mark of his ACL recovery. Last year he came back after, or the last time he came back off the first ACL was 11 months. So people have to remember he's still behind. So even if he comes to a team, I personally don't think it should be right away. I think he should give strong consideration to waiting to 2023. And as hard as it will be to sit on the couch and watch the 2022 postseason go by, strong consideration for it, but I know Jerry Jones is pressed. Stephen Jones is going to be the one to be cheap and be like, no, it's got to be this, got to be that, da-da-da-da. And Jerry is going to be like, because he knows they haven't won. When was the last? I don't know when the last time they won a Super Bowl, but that's what people, I was just on radio in Dallas with Dallas this morning. They're like, da-da-da-da. And I said, Jerry, what Jerry Jones has to consider is how much is it worth to you? How much is it worth to you to see OBJ walk out that door and for you to say that could be the missing link to your Super Bowl since the last time you won it to give him that money? Is that worth five? Is that worth 10 to you? What is that worth to you to get that ring?
I'd like to know why Prince is giving you that look of it. I do that same look, Prince, on a daily basis whenever. Just so you know. But I want to know what you're doing.
You're talking about paying him and not letting him step on the grass?
No, I'm saying pay. No. If he comes, Jerry Jones obviously wants it now. But for OBJ, in his mind, it's like it's a complete risk. It's a higher risk for me, and it's a complete risk for me. So you're gonna have to pay me for that risk.
For that risk, right? So, but were you saying Odell should get paid and then not play
at
all this
year?
No,
that's not what I was saying. I'm just saying, how much is it worth it to you to make sure that you secure it if you feel like that's the missing link to getting the Super Bowl?
Well, got you. Prince, my question to you is, I mean, you've played the game. You've been out there in the battlefield. So when I was talking about OBJ, we don't know where he's going to be. The last time he was on the football field, you know, I think he messed up the same knee that he had messed up before. Right. So one of the things that is a tremendous trait in his game is his quickness and how he's getting in and out of his breaks, right? Mm-hmm. So how soon, if it's the same knee, and the last time we saw him on the football field, it's the same knee, like Josina said, he's only what, 9 months into 10. 11, 10
It'll
months
10
into
months,
11 month recovery. Mm-hmm. How soon, A, does he get back up to speed and trust that knee, and B, at the same time, acclimate into a whole new offensive scheme?
Yeah. I say Odell. Odell's a smart dude. I was with him in Exos out here in Arizona while he was rehabbing. And yeah, and when I was talking to him, he said that he actually felt stronger after his first ACL. And then I've been looking at his videos. And again, I'm not an expert, not a doctor, but I do know running mechanics. There was a video he posted where he just exploded. It was like a 10-yard start, but he exploded to catch the ball. He looks strong. and going back, Odell's a smart dude. I don't think Odell is gonna be stubborn enough or prideful enough to come back knowing that he's not right, or knowing, because I don't think he has to prove anything to any of us. I've heard a lot of media folks saying, like, Odell still has to prove this. He doesn't. I think he did last year. Like, he would have won that Super Bowl MVP had he not have gotten
injured. I think
he's going to make the best decision. If he feels like he's ready to come back, then he for sure is ready. And to me, he looks ready just from his explosion in running. Of course, straight ahead speed is different than cutting and getting out of cuts and being fatigued while doing it. I never had a knee injury, but just hamstring, it feels good. But then when it starts to get fatigued, you're not hydrated, it's different. It's different. I remember I thought I was good with my hamstring, and then we're playing the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers, knowing how smart he is, he knew I was coming off an injury. First play of the game, he throws a deep post to MVS when he was on a team to, like, let's test that out. And to be honest, I was behind it. And I was like, and then I checked myself out of the game, because Aaron, that experiment that Aaron did, it worked. It worked, and I wasn't as ready as I
you wanted
I
to be.
I was. Yeah.
How severe was your hamstring injury?
I mean, I popped it. It was not in that game, but before then, I had popped it and was trying to tough it out and come early or whatever. But I wasn't ready. And it's crazy, because at practice, you're able to control it. You're able to do some things. You could play off. You don't have to press and stuff like that. But then when it gets in the game and you have a quarterback who knows about the injury report, like, let's see if this guy can run 50 yards full speed.
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Josina Anderson, host of The Crew, also known as CBS Senior NFL Insider, joined by my co-host, what? Hollywood actor Morris Chestnut slash Uber Eagles fan, and the funny man himself, former NFL cornerback Fred Smoot. We got you covered on all the NFL headlines, plus my scoops and insight, what's trending on social, and our lives in just life, period. So make sure you download the Odyssey app to get our pod or wherever you get your pods, and make sure you watch, listen, and subscribe. Okay, listen, we got like 2 minutes left. Before you go, I do want to just get your quick reaction. I'm not sure if you saw it, but you are in Arizona there. Just to the Kyler Murray, Pat Pete beef. Patrick Peterson said, look, and I want you to get your take quick because I want to get everybody out of here by 11:30, and it's 11:28. Pat Pete said Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray, and then Kyler Murray responded and said, this isn't true. You want some weird ish at P2. You got my number. If you really felt like this is a big bro or mentor thing, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow. Quickly, what's your reaction to that?
I would just say, I mean, even dating back to when the Vikings played the Cardinals this year, Pat Pete was super amped up. And I just don't think that how the Cardinals and Pat P, how that thing kind of ended, I don't think it ended right. And that's what I will say about that. I don't think it ended right, just because, according to Pat P, there's still some hostility just between them and the organization and stuff like that. But
should he have called him more? Should he have called him? Or does he just have his right to have his opinion as a podcast host and just say what it is?
It actually, you know, listen, I've never been one. I've been a public guy for years. I've never been one to air anything publicly like that. Even if I don't care how much I like you or how much I dislike you, or I should say how much I dislike you, I've never aired anything like that. It feels like, and I don't know what's going on in Arizona. I'm not in the locker room. I've never been in the practice field. I've never even been to an Arizona game recently. But it feels like Kyler Murray is getting a lot of unfair criticism, people criticizing his leadership. Ever since they wanted to put that clause in about how many hours he needs to study his playbook, it feels like ever since that happened, a lot of people have comments on his leadership. A lot of people are questioning his leadership. I'm not in the locker room. I've never been. I don't know how he's doing the playbook, but it feels like that put something out there in the universe to where people are now, when they want to criticize him because maybe they're not winning as much as people thought that they would win, they want to pull that. That's their go-to card. And it feels to me like it's a little unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if we have more time, I would get into how you guys also feel about Russell Wilson, who is experiencing the same things, maybe different reasons relative to.
We gotta get Princess
comment. Quick comment on that. Listen, before you say that, on the NFL Network insiders reported on their podcast, The Insiders, that that he's losing the locker room. And then Russell Wilson recently turned 34. Sierra held a birthday party for him. And then the report was that only half of the teammates showed up. And then to the party. And then somebody, I think it was Ike or somebody, came on Twitter last night and said, well, shoot, based on how people be busy, getting half the guys is good. It's not a bad thing. But relative to the criticism he's getting, your thoughts quickly. It's 11:32. Go.
Listen, when you're a quarterback, you're going to get all the heat no matter what. Quarterback and coaches, because they're the only people who win and losses stats follow. So you're going to get, whether the team's doing good, whether the team's doing bad, you're going to get all the credit and you're going to get all the criticism. So
Is it deserved?
I mean, we have to look at the stats.
Asking you, is it deserved?
And I'm basing it. I would base it on stats. Okay. We would have to look it on his quarterback play. And so that situation with him and that teammate, gosh, I would have wanted to be a sweat particle just to hear like what was said. I mean, and you've seen all the memes and stuff like that. So that's just tough. And when you're a losing team, everything gets heightened. Everything gets polarized. And so, I mean, it's great for the media because it's stuff to talk about. But again, it's so unfortunate. I mean, I was with Coach Nathaniel Hackett. I was with him.
Was a great guy. Love Nathaniel.
Awesome.
He's
such
a good person, which is really unfortunate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, gosh. And so, and right now with Pete Carroll, right? He looks like the genius, right? Geno Smith looks. Geno Smith is about to get he's about to get paid this year. So good for him. But yeah, it's so unfortunate, man. It's so unfortunate. But yeah, I would echo whatever Ike said. If you could get half the team, I mean, we have Halloween parties and holiday parties, and half the team don't come, but half the team came to
Sierra's birthday Russ's, party.
Yeah, it's Russ. Yes, yeah, for sure. That's good. That's big.
And I think the bottom line is this, right? The quarterback position is the most important position in all of sports, right? So when they talk about is he losing the locker room, look, when your team is 3-3-8, you either look at the quarterback or the coach. That's just the bottom line. There's a reason why the quarterback position is one of the most coveted positions in all of sports. It's one of the most highly paid. So yeah, that it's fair to question that whether it's happening or not. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room, but when your team is 3-8, I don't care if you're Russell Wilson, I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers, you know, I don't care if you're Tom Brady, you know, you're gonna get the criticism, and people are gonna wonder what's going on with the team. Is it gonna be the quarterback or the coach?
Well, Russell Wilson addressed the media yesterday. He said that the report was not true. And he said, whenever you are losing, there's always going to be some level of noise. But he said it was distinctively not true that in his mind that he has not lost the locker room. But what I will say finally is a final note about Russell Wilson, that despite all of this talk, people saying that he'd make it to a quarter of a billion and the way that he's playing. One thing that you do definitely say about Russell Wilson is that he has been professional at every press conference, no matter if people think is too, you know, whatever or not on what the word is, you know, kooky or not, however, let's ride and all that other
kooky
stuff. Let's ride. So on that note, Prince Amukamara, thank you for joining us. We appreciate
you. I gotta come on here. Come back.
Yes, on OBJ, we appreciate another legacy giant between you, Justin Tuck, OC Human Yura coming on the show in the last month or so.
Now, Josina got to go get her hair did. You got to get your hair did.
Yes, feel free to say any last parting shots to the Eagle, Morris, real quick.
No, we have Eagles have a tough game this week. The Eagles and the Giants have a tough game this week, yeah. Prince.
Yeah, Giants got the Commanders. Who does Eagles have?
Titans.
Ooh.
So that means
I might host the show in which now they might have dropped their second loss, and then we can come on the back inside of that. So that's cool.
Listen, this is a great weekend of football. We got that. We have Watson returning. There's a lot going
on.
Watson.
Yeah, I'll be at Watson that game. Returning. You know, so we'll be doing that. USA soccer playing again, I think, on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
going to be a great
week.
But anyways, look, we love y'all. We got to go. We appreciate Prince. We're going to have you back on. Morris, go do your thing. All right. We'll talk soon.
All right, Prince. Peace out, man.
All right. Morris, Justin, we are out. Bye and peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.